I wrote this poem 5 years ago now, after hearing news reports of the fifth anniversary of the Sandy Hook school massacre, and about a month before the Parkland school shooting that followed. That was 5 years ago. So this poem is now titled Newtown Plus Five. They'd be 11 now, attending middle school, and blooming in the springtime of their age. They'd be alive to currents coursing through their veins and hatching dreams of what one day might bring. We grieve for them that dreadful day when terror came and stole away the precious years ahead. We bowed our heads, shed a tear, and offered up our thoughts and prayers. It happened just 2 weeks before the visit from St. Nick. Some presents were already wrapped and hidden in a closet, safe from prying eyes that couldn't wait for what the future was to bring. Some kids were hiding in the closets in the school that dreadful day, when terror came and stole away the lives their teachers tried to shield, but lost instead the precious years ahead. With only thoughts and prayers to turn, the dreidel wouldn't spin. The thoughts and prayers beneath the tree were all there were to give in the place beneath where presents should have been. We felt the shock the parents felt and sensed the loss they had to bear. We think of them these 5 years on when holidays draw near, the candles that would still be lit, the gifts that are not there. Once again, we think of them and offer up a prayer. And what of him who did the deed, to whom no thoughts or prayers were paid? What infection in the air could trigger this disease? What madness puts a soldier's gun into such troubled hands? What thoughts and prayers could salve the wound that led to his despair? It's harder on a cloudy day to see the shadow that we cast than it is to pause and say, our thoughts and prayers go out to them as we continue on our way. They'd be 11 now, the tender age of in-between belief in Santa Claus and those beliefs the church and state instill. They'd be in middle school, where they would learn the myths of Greece and Rome and history of the USA. And when another shock occurs, they'd be old enough by now to offer us their thoughts and prayers.